Welcome to Christian News in Focus, brought to you by the Mantoway Country Baptist Church. Your host is Chris Long, president of the Ohio Christian Alliance. Stay tuned for an analysis of news and current events from a biblical worldview. Here with this week's edition of Christian News in Focus is Chris Long.
And thank you, and we're glad that you're with us for this edition of Christian News in Focus. I am your host, Chris Long, president of the Ohio Christian Alliance. And with me on the phone today is Dr. Richard Land, who is the president of Ethics and Religious Liberty Commission at the Southern Baptist Convention. And we're going to be talking about the Boy Scouts' proposed policy change that would allow homosexuals to basically lead and participate in the Boy Scouts of America. The Boy Scouts have had a long-standing policy that bans homosexuals from being scout leaders and participating with the Boy Scouts. But this week, news broke that there was a rumor of a policy change at the Boy Scouts of America, and the phones are ringing off the hook, and folks are calling in. We're going to give you that phone line in just a few minutes, how you can call in and weigh in, because they are taking your calls. They are taking an internal poll as to what the public thinks about this proposed policy change. And with me, again, is Dr. Richard Land. Dr. Land, welcome.
Thank you. It's good to be with you.
Well, thank you, sir, for what you're doing, and thank you for taking a stand. Our folks have responded to this very quickly in the last 24 hours here in the state of Ohio. A lot of our churches across the state and our contacts are basically being able to weigh in and call the line. And first of all, it's ringing and ringing and ringing, and they're not able to get through, but we've told them to be patient because they will be able to get through. And then they are taking the poll. So what are you hearing on your end?
Well, I'm hearing outrage. Frankly, I think that what's happened is that the Boy Scouts have been unduly influenced and unduly pressured by their left and right coast appendages. And as a result, they're getting ready to cut out their heart and soul from the Midwest and the South.
Well, we saw the Associated Press article that basically stated that there were two board members that were pressuring the board on this policy change. Talk to us about that.
Well, you have corporate interests, and you have others who are pressuring for this change, and they're doing it from a politically correct perspective. And, you know, the homosexual movement is not stupid. They've gone after the iconic symbols of America. What's more iconic than the military? And they've gone after the military. What's more iconic than the Boy Scouts? What's more iconic than Disney? They've gone after these symbols because they want to have society normalize and affirm their behavior, not tolerate it, affirm and normalize their behavior and abnormalize and ostracize those of us who have biblical convictions about what the Bible has to say about homosexual behavior. That's their goal, and this is a huge trophy for them. I mean, aside from the military, which is the number one admired institution in our society, the Boy Scouts are right up there.
Well, that's right, and the first thing, you know, people were extremely alarmed. I mean, the feedback on the social networks of Facebook and Twitter and email, what we're getting in responses, folks are stepping up to the plate. They're calling. They're saying this is a very bad idea to change this long-standing policy. I mean, it just really suggests the question, are we going to see lawsuits in coming years of pedophile cases if you allow homosexuals to lead Boy Scout troops, and you have people with same-sex attraction in close proximity to minors, inevitably we're going to see trouble ahead. And so it doesn't make sense on so many levels. But here in the Associated Press article, it says, most recently pressure surfaced on the Scouts' own National Executive Board. Two high-powered members, Ernest & Young CEO James Turley and AT&T and CEO Randall Stephenson, indicated they would try to work within to change the membership policy, which stood in contrast to their own company's non-discrimination policy. So Here, the homosexual lobby has effectively worked from within. And I see this at Fox News and their news desk. And if you look at foxnews.com, very homosexual-friendly news links come out on foxnews.com all the time, almost weekly. And it leads one to believe that, you know, there are homosexual activists that are working the editor's desk there from within the networks. And as you said, this is how they began to affect change. And then to bully those who hold an opposing position. If we hold a biblical worldview, if we hold a view of the Bible on sexuality, somehow we're bullied into believing or accepting their lifestyle at any cost.
Yes, this was never a live and let live situation. They don't want a live and let live world. They don't want toleration. They want affirmation, normalization for their lifestyle, and they want abnormalization and ostracizing for our biblical understanding of the truth.
Well, with me on the phone is Dr. Richard Land of the Southern Baptist Convention, and we're talking about the Boy Scouts' proposed change of policy by allowing homosexuals to enter and to lead Boy Scout troops. What you can do is you can call the number there at the Boy Scout headquarters. They are taking a poll. The number is 972-580-2000. Again, that number is 972-580-2000. Call today. In fact, the phone will ring for a while, but if you'll be patient, someone will answer, and they'll transfer you over to someone who's taking an internal poll. If enough of us call in, they're left with the understanding that there will be a number of people that are upset with this decision. Now, there has been a statement by the Southern Baptist Convention, doctor, that says that they'll leave and utilize if in the event that this policy is changed and that they allow homosexuals to lead Boy Scout troops, that the Southern Baptist Convention says we are prepared to go with other boy organizations, scout organizations, rather than stay with Boy Scouts of America. That would be a very sad event, but one that is necessarily needing to take place in the event that they basically homosexualize the Boy Scouts of America.
Well, I have no question, based on my quarter-century experience with Southern Baptist, that 90% of the Baptist churches that are sponsoring Boy Scout troops will stop immediately. And we do have an organization that has been pretty dormant for the last 20 years or so, an organization that I was a member of growing up that was internal within the Baptist denomination called Royal Ambassadors, which was a spiritual version of the Boy Scouts. And you had merit badges, and you had campouts, and you had, you know, camping skills and citizenship skills, and we taught the Bible along with it. And I know that the people who are sort of responsible for that organization now have already been told to get ready and to gear up and to start looking at interviewing personnel, because there are going to be a lot of Baptists coming to them and saying, we want to go back to the Royal Ambassadors.
Well, and I think the Assemblies of God has something similar. Royal Rangers is a very fine program that they've used over the years, very similar to Royal Ambassadors. And so, again, many of the people that volunteer to run the Cub troops, to run the Scout troops, the Eagle Scouts, are Christian people. They're people within, men within the church that are working and mentoring boys. And this has been a system in place for many decades and has worked. And those who take their scouting seriously, they look back on it with great fondness, and it's said that it is something that has helped them to develop into a young man and into manhood, and that they carried with them for life. And I've talked to men who are currently at the Ohio State House serving the Ohio General Assembly as a state representative. And those who have had Boy Scout experience, they talk about how that has laid the foundation for their manhood and understanding what life's all about and what responsibility's all about. It would be tragic if this policy was to change and effectively ruin, as you said, an iconic American institution, the Boy Scouts of America.
Well, when they came, the Boy Scout sent a representative to talk to Dr. Frank Page, who is the president of the executive committee of the Southern Baptist Convention. And Dr. Page is an Eagle Scout. And he said they did not come to consult with us. They did not come to discuss with us. They came to inform us of an impending decision. So, you know, they've already made the decision. They're going to finalize it at this meeting unless there is an outcry and a revolt. And if I could gently suggest one thing to you, I wouldn't use the term pedophilia, because the homosexuals will immediately say that you're accusing all homosexuals of being pedophiles, and we're not. Pedophiles are people who want, adults who want to have sex with children. The Boy Scouts are teenagers. They're underage, but they're teenagers. They're 12 to 17 years old, I think it is. And to me, this just defies common sense. What is a homosexual? A homosexual is someone who is sexually attracted to people of the same sex. Okay. When I had two teenage daughters, would I let them go on a camp out with a heterosexual male who is attracted to girls?
Great point.
No, I wouldn't. So why would I let my teenage boy go on a camp out with a scoutmaster who is attracted to males? That's his definition of his sexuality.
That's correct.
It just, you know, I guess if you wanted to, you know, if you could lay aside the moral part of it, because the scout oath says to be morally straight. Well, morally straight in this context means straight. It means that if you're a male, you're a heterosexual, and if you're a female, you're a heterosexual. But, you know, I guess if we wanted to lay that aside, we could say, okay, we'll let lesbians be Boy Scout masters, and we'll let homosexuals be Girl Scout masters. That would at least eliminate the sexual problem here. I mean, this is insane. I would just ask adults who are listening, parents, would you let your teenage daughters go on campouts with heterosexual scoutmasters? No. I would, you know, I don't care how well I knew them. That's just being dumb. And ignoring nature. Well, just so, homosexuals by definition are attracted to people of the same sex. If you have homosexual scoutmasters going on campouts with teenage boys, you're going to have significant tragedies occur. It has nothing to do with pedophilia.
Well, and you said the timing of all this, the announcement of this policy change, and Doctor, I hope there is still opportunity. We are having our folks call, and the number again there at Boy Scouts of America's national headquarters is 972-580-2000. That's 972-580-2000. Call. You may... The phone may ring for a while, but you'll eventually get through. Let them know that you're not in favor of a policy change, that you want the current policy that restricts homosexuals from leading Boy Scout troops to stay in place. Let's hope that our voice would have some bearing.
Yeah. It's the only hope we have. Just you need to pray, because, you know, the Bible tells us the heart of the king is in the hand of the Lord, and he can turn it with us whoever he wills. You need to pray that these men will have their minds changed by God, and we need to put feet to those prayers by calling and contacting the Boy Scouts and letting them know that they've got a massive grassroots revolt on their hands.
Well, that's right. And 70%, according to this article in the Baptist Press, 70% of all scouting units are owned and operated by faith-based organizations. The Mormon Church leads with 38,000 units, 420,000 participating youth, followed by the United Methodists at 11,000 units at 371,000 youth, and the Catholic Church at 8,500 units at 283,000 participants, and the Baptists are sixth with 4,100 units at 109,000 participants. This according to the Baptist Press. So faith-based organizations, their voice will weigh heavily in this process, and it's so important that we take a stand. If we want to see the Boy Scouts of America continue as the fine, excellent organization that it is, then we're going to have to step up. We're going to have to do something. There is, I believe, Doctor, if we pray, as you mentioned, and if we call and we lobby on our side, I believe we can affect change even on the national board. There are a number of sponsors to the Boy Scouts. The UPS pulled out. By the way, which we began to boycott the UPS,
I've been boycotting AT&T for years because of their pro-homosexual policies.
And I think
I'm telling you, that's a sacrifice for me, because they have the Longhorn Football Network, and I could get the Longhorn Football Network on my phone if I would just give AT&T my money, but I won't do it.
My sympathies to you, sir. But those are some of the sacrifices that we have to make to send a message, and it's so important. And, obviously, the Family Research Council made a major announcement. We joined them in the boycott of UPS, United Parcel Services. And so there's other ways to ship packages, and we'll utilize those. They're the ones who injected the whole discussion on homosexuality. When we go back to the military and the don't ask, don't tell policy, it wasn't that homosexuals couldn't serve in the military. It's that they could do so as anyone else without parading or announcing their sexuality. And this never affected unit cohesion. It didn't affect people's ability to do their jobs in the military. They were always about pushing the envelope. And I think that the general public is really just about had its fill of this, because they realize that the homosexual lobby is the one that's pushing the envelope constantly. We're here, we're queer, and we're in your face kind of process. And here they are with the Boy Scouts, and they say, why don't they just leave it alone? Doctor, why is it they keep pressing for this?
Because they want a society where they're considered normal and their lifestyle is affirmed as a perfectly acceptable model for our children. And frankly, we're reduced to the level of Klansmen.
Oh. And yet, you know, I was sharing with someone on Facebook last night, one of the Ohio Christian Alliance board members is an ex-homosexual. He's an advisor for us. He is out there championing traditional marriage and basically blocking same-sex marriage wherever it is legally trying to get a foothold across the country, and talking about basically how he came out of homosexuality and basically how he had all kinds of problems with homosexuality. And he gives all kinds of testimony. He said, well, I was a homosexual because I chose to. It was a chosen behavior. I was not born that way. And boy, does he get a lot of blowback, really hate mail, from the gay community, because he announces to them, it's a behavioral choice. It's not something I was born with.
Well, I've fought white supremacists. I have fought communists. I have fought atheists. I have fought the Earth Mother worshipers. I have fought the pornographers. I have fought the homosexual lobby. And I can tell you right now, there is no contest. The nastiest, the ugliest, the most vicious are the homosexuals.
And yet, as we say this, Doctor, I know that your heart is for them. You're broken. Your heart is broken for them, and mine as well. Because these are individuals that are trapped in a lifestyle that is really just a degeneration of their own personal lives. It's a trap.
Well, my first church was in the French Quarter of New Orleans, and the population at that time was about half the population of the French Quarter was homosexual. And one of the cruelest jokes ever played by the devil was to have that lifestyle called gay.
Yeah.
There's nothing gay about it. It's one of the saddest, loneliest lifestyles I've ever witnessed.
That's right. They have a higher rate of suicide. They have a variety of health issues. There is drug addiction. There is interpersonal conflict. There's loneliness. Those who have been trapped by the sin of homosexuality, is, like you say, it's anything but gay. And we need to pray for these individuals and demonstrate our love to them as people. What we're talking about is policy position. Now, folks, I want you to understand what the doctor and I are talking about is a policy position, that good policy would lead to a better life for everyone. And the Boy Scouts of America has been a wonderful tradition in our nation, one that's been wholesome, of raising up young men to be leaders, future leaders. It's been a great organization. This policy change would change everything with the Boy Scouts of America. And unfortunately, it would pretty much be the end of a great American institution. What you could do is call the number 972-580-2000. That's the national headquarters of the Boy Scouts of America, 972-580-2000. Call and let them know that you want them not to change the policy that restricts homosexuals from leading Boy Scout troops in America. And let us pray. Let us pray that God would hear the voice of the church as we pray for this board, that they would not make this decision. Now, this Sunday, Doctor, you indicated that this is Boy Scouts of America Sunday in churches across the country, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
And so the timing of this announcement is a little bit suspicious, because the church is going to basically showcase the Boy Scouts of America, and then next week they were hoping to roll this out to say, hey, we're homo-friendly now.
Well, and they were coming to, I know they went to the Mormons, they went to Southern Baptists, they went to the Catholics, and they said, now here's what we're thinking about doing. Please don't come out and criticize us when we do it. You know, as I said, they came to inform, and they came to try to minimize the blowback, and they wanted, you know, this leaked to the press, or people would be celebrating Scouting Sunday and having no idea the next day they would get the boom lowered on them.
Well, it's just, oh. Well, again, that's why we're doing what we're doing, and, you know, evil will only prevail if good men do nothing. And Doctor, I thank you for what you're doing on so many levels. Tell us how folks can contact you, and also the website where they can learn more about what you're doing at the Ethics and Religious Liberty Commission.
They can go to erlc.com, and that will direct them to all the sites they need. And by the way, it's just a sort of an advertisement. We are the high school and college student's friend. We have all kinds of research material, like we have a whole section on frequently asked questions about homosexuality. We have saved many teenagers and college students when it comes to term papers and debate teams.
Wonderful. Well, Doctor, I want to thank you for being our guest on the program today. Dr. Richard Land, President of the Ethics and Religious Liberty Commission of the Southern Baptist Convention, has been my guest today. Doctor, thank you so much. You make us proud so often as you weigh in on public policy on Capitol Hill. We want to just wish you well and keep up the fine work you're doing, sir.
Thank you.
God bless you.
Bye-bye.
Well, again, if you've been listening to our program today, we've been talking about the Boy Scouts of America's a proposed policy change that will allow homosexuals to serve openly and lead Boy Scout troops in America. We don't want that to happen. I know you don't either. The number to call is 972-580-2000. The board has not made a final decision yet, and they're going to convene next week. So we have the remainder of this week, and starting on Monday as well, if you would call 972-580-2000. And let them know that you don't want them to change their current policy that restricts homosexuals from serving openly in the Boy Scouts and by leading Boy Scout troops. And let us pray for this fine organization, the Boy Scouts of America. So many have touted how it has been a great character builder in their lives as they were growing up as young men, both in Cubbies and in Boy Scouts, and many have become Eagle Scouts and beyond, and said it was basically foundational stepping stones to manhood, and we want it to continue to be that. Well, you're listening to Christian News in Focus. My name is Chris Long. Our website is ohioca.org. That's the Ohio Christian Alliance website, and we hope that you'll visit us there. Also on Facebook and Twitter, and sign up to our membership page on Facebook. And really, periodically throughout the day, we will post up late breaking news items like this relevant to the Christian church and that we need to weigh in on in public policy. You're going to hear a lot on this program in the coming weeks pertaining to public policy at the Ohio State House and also nationally. Those of you who have been following us, the Founding of American Documents bill that passed the Ohio legislature last year currently is curriculum in Ohio schools through high school. And we're going to see that also launched into other states as well. And we're going to have some folks on the phone from California and also in New Jersey and Virginia and other states that will be talking about how they're getting the legislation introduced in their state capitals as well. So also this last week, of course, we observed the 40th anniversary of Roe v. Wade. Let's continue to pray for the unborn in this country, that they, again, will be wanted, every child wanted. Well, again, thanks for being on the program. Our guest today was Dr. Richard Land, President of the Ethics and Religious Liberty Commission of the Southern Baptist Convention. And you can also listen online at ohioca.org. We'll talk to you next week. God bless.
You've been listening to Christian News in Focus with Chris Long, President of the Ohio Christian Alliance. For more information, please call 330-887-1922. That's 330-887-1922. Or visit online at ohioca.org. That's ohioca.org. Christian News in Focus is sponsored by the Mantua Country Baptist Church, where Pastor Murray Bay and the congregation extend a cordial invitation for you to join them at their services. Sunday school is at 10 a.m., followed by morning worship at 11. Sunday evening services are held at 6 p.m., and the Wednesday prayer and Bible study is at 6:30. Mantua Country Baptist Church is located at 12385 Chamberlain Road in Aurora, Ohio. To contact the church, please call 330-562-6600. That's 330-562-6600. Thank you for listening, and be sure and tune in again next week at this time for another edition of Christian News in Focus with Chris Long.